Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sir Austin Powers, someone frozen in the 60s, unfrozen in the future. This could happen in reality one day very soon. The first person to be cryogenically frozen was James Bedford in 1967, who was frozen at the Alcor Life Extension Foundation in California. Note, Life Extension Foundation. James Bedford is technically not dead. Those people that have been cremated, they are dead. James Bedford is the clever one. He paid fuck all as well. He was the first one to have his life extended. He's still alive. Blood and semen survive freezing. That was an awful visit to the ice cream van. Frogs and viruses have been revived after freezing. Who's to say that James Bedford won't be revived in a few years' time? Maybe this year? We don't know. We don't know. And what would James Bedford think? What would he do if he was set free? Would there be any fucking like Austin Powers? Probably not. He'd still be in his 70s. And he'd be knackered and freezing. Yeah? Put the fucking fire on. But how would he feel and think with his 60s attitudes in today's society? Well, James, you'd have to learn very, very quickly what you can and cannot say. Many comedians say you can't say anything anymore, and those comedians aren't worth listening to because they're not saying anything. Well, when James Bedford was around last, you know, in the 60s, you could say anything. You could literally say anything. Be regarded as that offensive, as long as you didn't swear. Swearing in the 60s, you couldn't do it on television. You say fuck, your career's over. But you could say anything else. So when James Bedford comes out, have a little word in his ear before he shouts his fucking mouth off and says the wrong thing. If someone doesn't write his You've Set Me Free speech for him, it will no doubt be liberally littered with racism, misogyny and misgendering. And there we go, we see. James Bedford is coming back to life after 60 years, and the thing we're worried about is what he's going to say. He's taken both feet out of the ice. Is he about to put his foot back in it? But are we worried, of course? This is a made-up scenario. James Bedford is very, very much dead. And his head is now a block of ice. There is no chance of him being set free. Probably. But what we learn from this, of course, is the way you feel, your attitudes, and what you say are totally the right thing to say and feel, because it is now. History has taught us that within 30 years, and certainly within 60 years, most things you say and feel will be outdated, and much will be regarded as offensive. But, and it's a big but, this represents an absolute minuscule fraction of what it is to be alive. You can't say anything these days. Wrong. You can say a million, billion, unlimited things because you're alive. And there's one or two things that you think and feel that might offend others. So just don't say these things. Live your life. Live your one life before you freeze yourself and come back to life in 30 years' time and find that you can no longer say the word cunt. Will you want to be killed again because you can no longer say the word cunt? Because it's become offensive again? No, because you're alive. So here's my advice. Get on with living. Because very, very soon, you will find out. When you're dead, that's really the time that you can't say anything anymore. That's life.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.